backwards. Even from Shnei Moser, or some learn, or Tais learns, it's going on any Novi. Any Novi, that's what you're allowed to skip, it's only forwards. But to skip backwards, that you're not allowed to. So it says, you can't skip from the end of the Sefer, the cluster from the beginning. Like Rashi says, Lamafreya. That's not nice. And Tais also says, from backwards forwards, that's what you're not allowed to do. Because it looks like you're reading it Lamafreya backwards. That's you're not allowed to do. That's a bizoyin. But to go forwards, you're allowed to. Even though you're skipping in between. Like we do in Aftera, a lot of times it's different sukkim. You skip to another parasha. So that's mutta, be you going forwards, but backwards, you're not allowed to go. Then the Mishnah says, the girl will say for Torah, they made Glila. And then the Kohen Gadol said, you should know, more than just what I read now, it says in the Sefer Torah. For the Gemara, Kol Kach Lama, why do you have to say that for? Kadesh Lo Lohitzi Laz Al Sefer Torah. The people should not think that the Sefer Torah is possible. Because like we learn soon, after he finished reading these two parshas, he read Baal Peh, the parshas and Pinchas. That spoke about the Mesophim you bring on Yom Kippur. So the parsha people think, why does the Mesophim you speak Baal Peh? Why don't you learn it from the Sefer Torah? So people think, well, it's missing from the Sefer Torah. In other words, it's a Sefer Torah chosar. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol had to say, no, you should know that's not the reason why I'm not reading it inside. Really, everything is in the Sefer Torah. There's another reason why I'm not reading it from the Sefer Torah. But that's what you have to speak out. You should know, more than what I just got finished saying, it says here. In other words, this Sefer Torah is a kosher Sefer Torah. Right, and then the Mishnah says, Uviyesta shachum ashapchudim karalpeh. But in Pashas Pinchas, in Bamidbar, that talks about the Musafim, that we lay in Baal Peh. Fred Gemara, my, why? Niglol v'nikre. Why doesn't he just this first Sefer Torah, let him be goylol? Not just Tom Skip, good, here it's a little far away. You have to like turn the parchment. So be goylol, goylol the Sefer from Pashas Emor to Pashas Pinchas, not that far away. V'nikre, and you'll be able to read. So Pashas, the Kash, the Rishrein, the Meskir is, but before we said, you're only allowed to go in the Torah b'chdei sheyafsik ha-meturgim, that you'll finish before the meturgim ends. So the Chura here, it's far away. You want to change from Pashas Emor to Pashas Pinchas. So some of Farshman, the Ritzvot Tagat speaks out to Erechanami. From turning from Emor to Pinchas, you'll finish turning there before the meturgim finishes. You could get there. Hey, since the meturgim has to say over all of Pashas Emor, what we spoke about the carbon, not all, but what we spoke about the inyonim of Yom Kippur. So when we finish with Yom Kippur, then during that time, the Kohen Gadol will be goylol the Sefer to get to Pinchas, and he could get there before the Meturgim finishes. So since he could get there before the Meturgim finishes, that's the Kashem. Why aren't you goylol now while he's saying the Meturgim, and as soon as he gets finished, the Kohen Gadol will read from Pashas Pinchas. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, Amar Rav Sheshes, Lefi Shein Goylin Sefer Torah B'Tzibur. You're not allowed to be goyel or sefer Torah while the tzibur is waiting. Mivnei kovet tzibur. It's not covered for the tzibur to have to wait, like Rashi says. Shiei mitzapev v'doimim lekach. So the tzibur is stop waiting and has to wait till you get there. So it's not covered at tzibur for the tzibur to wait for you. So the core of the kasher is, a bizoyev is a svar for not covered at tzibur, especially the way the Ritva learns, that really you could get there, v'chdei, the meturgim will be finished. So elamai is a new svar, you should never wait at all, because it's not nice. So Bezoi, why before is the mutter then? Why are you allowed to change from Pashas of Achrimais to Pashas Emor? It also shouldn't be covered at Tibur. So some want to say the Pshat is the difference between Goylin and before Medalgin. Here we're talking about Goylin means you have to roll up the Sefer Torah. You have to roll it from Pashas Emor to Pashas Pinchas. So even though you could do it fast and you'll be finished before the Meturgim will finish, still it's not covered at Tibur. It's not covered at Tibur, not like Rashi learns, because the Tam going to have to wait. But it's not covered at Tziba to have to be girdled the Sefer Torah in front of the Rabbin. That's what's not nice about it. Mashenkin, before, the Eretz and Lashon just a medallion, you're just skipping. In other words, you can open up the Sefer Torah very wide. Here could be Achrimais, and here could be Pashas Emor. So you don't really have to be girdled to move the Sefer Torah, you just have to open it up and skip. So that's there is no problem from covered at Tziba. There's no chsaron. You're allowed to do that. There is only a problem, could you open up wide enough to get there before the Meturgim finishes? If you can get there before the Meturgim finishes, that's okay. And here he is, but here, since you have to be girdled with Sefer Torah, it's not called Kavod HaTzibur. For the Gemara, good, it's not Kavod HaTzibur to have to roll up the Sefer Torah. Of a cold point of a nice Tachrin of a Nikri, bring a second Sefer Torah, what's the big problem? Get a second one, learn Musaf, and learn Pashas Musaf, from the second Sefer Torah, like we always do. We learn Yom Tovim, we learn the Maftir is from Pashas Musafim, Pashas Pinchas. And we learn in the second Sefer Torah, see here also. Take a second one. Rav Huna, Rav Yehudu Amar, Mishum Pkam Moshe Rishon. You should know you can't take out a second Sefer Torah because it looks like the first one is no good. That's why we're taking out a second one. So Mishum Pgam, not to be Pogam, not to say the first one, like Moshe Lad, he's saying the first one is no good, you can't do that. So we'll soon see, how do we do Lamaisa and Rosh Chodesh, how do we take out two? We'll soon see. That you have to take out a second Sefer Torah, you have to make another bracha. And he doesn't want to have to make another bracha. Now, at that time, the Kohen Gadol used to make the bracha first, and he would learn all the parshas. So if he himself would continue learning, he doesn't have to make another bracha. But now, if you're going to have to close up this Sefer Torah and take out a new Sefer Torah, and a new Sefer Torah is going to have to make another bracha. But now that the Kohen Gadol just says it, Ba'peh, he's not going to have to make another bracha. We didn't let him take out a Sefer Torah. For the Gemara though, what's this first time? You can't take out a second Sefer Torah because it looks like he's saying the first one was possible. Are we choshu for that? I have Omer of Yitzhak Navcha that Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechal Lius B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Teves is the middle of Hanukkah that comes out on Shabbos. Mevi'in Sholosh Torahs. You take out three different when you talk about Parshas of Shabbos, the Yachas Shal Rosh Chodesh, one Kotzvei is Rosh Chodesh, Tevis, the Yachas Shal Chanukah, and the third Sefer Torah you learn about the Inyan of Chanukah, about the Nesiyim you learn. So Bezoi, it's a Kasha. How could you tell me you can't take a second Sefer Torah out because you're making, it's like you're making Bezoi for the first Sefer? Here we see Chloe, you could even take out three Svarim. You see, you are allowed to use three different svarim. Now, the Gemara Poshit, Chad Gavra B'tei Sifrei Ikap Goma. It depends. If one person is getting the Aliyah, one person is the lane from all three Sefer Torahs, then it looks like you're saying the first one was no good. Here, by Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had a lane from all the svarim. So you're not allowed to change svarim because it looks like the Kohen Gadol is saying the first one is no good. Mashenken, that we change Sefer Torahs because we have a new Aliyah. Somebody else gets the Aliyah. If somebody else comes up, then it doesn't look like you're pogum. Now, the first one finished, I could say, the first one liked this Sefer Torah. The second one, you know why we're taking another Sefer Torah? He likes another Sefer Torah. He wants to use the second one. Then it doesn't look like you're making a pogum to the first one. But if the same person is Galein, not only Lane, it means he gets the Aliyah from the first Sefer and the second Sefer, that's also. So on Yom Kippur, it's also to take two Svarim. Because it looks like you're saying the first one is no good. But normally what we do, since another person gets an Aliyah, that's Mutter. The Mishnah says after the Kohen Gadol finished learning all three parshas, he said eight brachas. Son of Rabbanan, Allah Torah, that means Kederok Shemavorachim Beis Hakneses. Like our bracha we say, Hashem Nosan Lanu, Torah Semis. That bracha he said also when he got finished learning. Allah Avoido, that's like we say, V'al Hoido, like Beimoidim, V'al Mechila Sovon, Kitikona. Like we say the bracha Yom Kippur, Mechila Sovon, that's the way they said then also. Like the bracha, nusach ha-bracha of Yom Kippur, Tchila Sovin, we speak about Mechila, 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 speak out the bracha of Mechila. Yes. Vaitzo v'yala mikdosh b'fnei atzmi. He made a special bracha for the kima b'beis ha-mikdosh, v'yala kahane b'fnei atzman, a special bracha for the kahanim, v'al yisro b'fnei atzman. Then the Mishnah says, v'yala shar tfila. His last bracha was called Shar Tfila. What does that mean? Tell the Rabbanan. For Shar Tfila, what does that mean? What did he say? He said, Rino Tchino, Ba'koshem Lefanecho, Alam Cho Yisrael, She'etzrichim Livosheyem. That we need your help. No, Klai Yisrael needs the Kodesh Baruch's help. For Choysim B'Shemei Tfila. That bracha re-ended with Shemei Tfila. Rashi says, Tell the Rabbanan, Shar Tfila, Hashni B'Mishna, Kachi, Rino Tchino, Ba'koshem Lefanecho, Alam Cho Yisrael, She'etzrichim Livosheyem. That we need your help, and we end up Shemei Tfila, that's this last bracha. The Yachakach, after the Kohen Gadol finished learning the Sefer Torah, and the three Parshias, and he made these eight brachas, Kol Echod V'Yechod Mevi Sefer Torah Beisoi. Everybody brought their own Sefer Torah that they had from the house, Tfaisa to the Beis HaMikdash, before Yom Kippur, because you're not allowed to carry on Yom Kippur, V'Koira Boy, and they all learned from their own Sefer Torah, Kedei Laharoiz Chazus L'Rabin, to show the chazusa means the shenkite, that's how nice they did the mitzvahs. Like Rashi says, La'arvus chazus l'rabin, la'arvus noyav shal sefer Torah, to show how beautiful, how nice the sefer Torah were. V'teferes ba'lehom, she'er torach li'esnoyav b'mitzvah. That's nice for the Bailam to show that he was torach to have a nice mitzvah. Shenelma, the Pasuk says, Zekei levi anveyu, and we darshin ha'snoyav l'fonav b'mitzvahs. When we do a mitzvah, do it nice. Have a nice mitzvah, nice chefza. That means lulav no. When you pick a lulav, take a nice lulav. Sefer Torah no, take a nice sefer Torah. Beklaf no, the parchment should be nice. Vidyoy no, nice ink. Belavler umen, take a good writer, good sefer. Umarev, umarev yom kippur mevim shom. About that, they brought the sefer Torah from the house. They brought it to the Beis Hamikdash on erev yom kippur, because we hold this also to carry on yom kippur. So after the Kohen Gadol got finished, there was an Indian to show how nice your nice svarim you had. Right, then the Mishnah says, Haroya Kohen Gadol loy mifnei shenei rishoyin. That if somebody was standing in the Azara and watched the way the Kohen Gadol was laying the Sefer Torah, he could not see the way the people were burning the poor manas rofim outside Chusl Yishlayim. It couldn't be done two at the same time. So the Mishnah says, not because it's also to see both, but because it's not practical, because you can't be in the Azara and be outside Chusl Yishlayim at the same time. They're both, since both avodas were done at the same time, you can't see both. For the Gemara Pshita, like, what's the Havah mean? Avadah is no Issa. Why would I think it's also? Let's say no, it will be right next to one another. Why would I think it should be also to look at both at the same time? What should be wrong like? Or better still, even by vice versa, if I would think that the avodah was one after another, why would I think if I'm looking at one, I can't stop looking there and go see another one? Why would I think it's also? So Mara says, Mal the time I would have thought, could have rest lockish. The Yom Rosh Lokesh says a cloud of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. That means when you want to go do it, when you have a mitzvah in front of you, you're supposed to do that mitzvah. If you're Isaac in a mitzvah, you have to continue doing this mitzvah. You're not allowed to skip over this mitzvah and do another mitzvah. Like by tefillin, you're supposed to take out the tefillin shoyat first, not the tefillin shorosh. Because if you have the tefillin shorosh in hands already, there's a cloud of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. You can't skip over the mitzvah. So that's why I would have thought here also, that since like you're doing one mitzvah, you can't stop that mitzvah and go to another mitzvah. For the Gemara, my mitzvah, what mitzvah are you doing here? You're watching the way the Kohen Gadol is laying the Sefer Torah on Yom Kippur. What mitzvah are you doing though? The Kohen Gadol is doing the mitzvah. What mitzvah are you doing when you watch him laying it to say that I would have a mina, you're not allowed to leave there and go to another mitzvah? The Teretz is, Beroy Vam Hadras Melech. Yes, there's a mitzvah. Since there's an Indian to lay in the Sefer Torah, the Kohen Gadol is doing a mitzvah. And there's an Indian of Beroy Vam Hadras Melech. When you do a mitzvah, do it b'rabim. Do it in front of a lot of people. So since the more people that are there, it's the bigger mitzvah, whoever is there, he also has a chilek of that mitzvah. So I would have thought that when you're there in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azari Ezras Noshim, watching the Kohen Gadol laying the Sefer Torah, since you're a chilek of his mitzvah, so I would think there's a cloud now of Eimavirun Ala Mitzvahs. You're not allowed to leave this mitzvah and go and watch another mitzvah. I would have thought it's Aser. Kamashimla, no, there's no Isser involved. In other words, really, if the place where they're burning it would be nearby, you would be allowed to leave this mitzvah and go watch the other mitzvah. Why? Not because you're not doing a mitzvah right now. The pshat is because, the Rashi says, since you're not being oisik in that mitzvah, there's no concern for ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. Ein mavirin ala mitzvahs means if you're oisik, if you're working in a mitzvah, you started to do a mitzvah like, you can't leave that mitzvah and do another mitzvah. But here, just the fact you're watching the Kohen Gadol laying the Sefer Torah, even though it's a ksas mitzvah, like you'd be mesayeya in the Indian of Roi Vam Hagas Melech, since now it's a bigger mitzvah by the Kohen Gadol's doing, because he's learning of a rabbin, and you're a chelik of the rabbin, so you also have a chelik of that mitzvah. But it's not called you being oisik, you're not doing anything. You just happen to be standing and watching it. That's not called you oisik, you're not working in the mitzvah. So since you're not standing and working in the mitzvah, you're just watching it, you're allowed to leave this mitzvah, and you're allowed to go do another mitzvah. Now the reason why the Mishnah says you can't do it is because it's not practical, because it's too far away. At the same time, you can't be in the Azara and be outside Yerushalayim. Because the same time when the Kohen Gadol was laning, that same time they were being Isaac and burning the Parah Manas Ra from outside. So it's not practical to be in both cases. But if it would have been practical, La Loch would be mutter. Even though I would have a Havamina, when you're Isaac in this mitzvah, you can't leave and do another mitzvah. The Teretz is though, you're not called Isaac in the mitzvah. Rashi says, my mitzvah, Yesh Briyosan, that the Briyosan Yeshkan mitzvah, Mishum Roivam Hadus Melech. The fact you're there and watching somebody else do a mitzvah, so now that mitzvah is being done by Rabbim, so you're making the mitzvah a bigger mitzvah, it's being done by Rabbim, and you have a chelik of the mitzvah. Kamashlon zot Rashi. Why? The lav neverhu. It's not called you're leaving that mitzvah. Me'achar sheina osak bo. Since you're not oisik in the mitzvah, you're not really working in the mitzvah, therefore you're allowed to leave the mitzvah and go do another mitzvah. But the reason why you can't do it, the Mishnah says, because it's not practical. Fighter. Mishnah says, in the big day boots, kairo. Let's say the Kohen Gadol lent the parshia wearing his big day boots. In other words, he didn't take off his big day loven to change his regular robe, but he lent the parshia wearing his big day loven. Okay, so he's still wearing his big day loven. Now, after laying the parsha, he has to take off his big day lovin and put on the big day zov to do the rest of the avodah tayyim. So now, how does he take off his begodim? Before he takes them off, kiddush yodav raglav. First, he has to wash his yodav raglav. Then poshat, he takes off the big day lovin, yorad v'tovel. Then he goes to the mikvah. Ola, he comes out of the mikvah. V'nestapik, he dries himself. Ve'avi aloy big day zov. Then they bring to put on the big day zov. Now, this is the second time he's putting on his big day zov. At the beginning of the day, with the tomach or shachar, he was wearing big day zov. Then he changed to big day lovin, and now he's changing back again to big day zov. Velovash v'kiddush yodav raglav. He's velovash. First, after he put on his big day zov, now he made the second v'kiddush yodav raglav. Now he washed his hands for the second time. For the, v'kiddush yodav raglav. Now he finished. He has his big day zov on after the two kedushim and the one tefillah. V'yotza v'yoses eloi v'yes elom. He had to do his special ayil, which was a korban eloi, and elom. He had to do this special korban also. The ayil, the korban eloi for the klai yisrael. V'yes shivas kvosim tamimim b'nei shana. Now we had to also do the seven kvosim, seven lambs that are 1 year old, that these are part of the masofim. These things say in Parshas Pinchas about the masofim. And Rashi says, Shivas Kvosim, Shea Musavein Bechuma Shea Pekudim. That it says in Pashas Pekudim, in Pashas Pinchas, to bring the seven Kvosim for Musaf. Divi Rebbe Lezer, is Rebbe Lezer Shita, that he did this all right now. Rebbe Akiva Reimer, no. Im Tomid Shal Shachar Oye Kraven. You should know these things were brought earlier in the morning. The first thing he did in the morning, the first Korban, was the Tomid Shal Shachar. Right after the Tomid Shal Shachar, right away, he brought the Musafim. He brought the Ayel Om and his Ayel, and then the Shivas Kvosim. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly what's going on. The whole point of the Shivas Kvosim, where the Kiva says he did by Tomash HaShachar. Now, Upar Ho'ilo, Usir HaNase Bachutz, Ho'i Krevim Im Tomash HaBein HaBayim. There's a special par the Torah says he has to bring. And Ho'ilo, the Korban, Upar Ho'ilo, the par that's a Korban Ho'ilo, not the special par the Kohen Gadol brought before. That was the Achatis. This Upar Ho'ilo brings. Usir HaNase Bachutz. There's also a Sawyer, also that's brought on the outside base of Mizbeach. Not the seer that's brought of a Chatas Lashem we had before. This is a seer that's also only a Korban Eila. And this was also done by Chutz. Hoyukravim im Tomas Shabbain Abayim. This was brought later on, Rabbi Kiva holds. The Shastai brought at the end of the day when they brought the Tomas Shabbain Abayim. Now, when he finishes these Kabonis, Kiddush Yodav Raglav, he has to wash his hands again. Then Uposhat, he took off his Big Day Lover, the Big Day Zov. The Yorad V'Tovel, he went down to the mikvah. The Olol, he came up. Then his topic, he dried himself again. Then his V'Oloi Big Dilovin. He had to go put back on again his Big Dilovin. The Lovash, he was wearing them. The Kiddush Yodav Raglav, after he put back the Big Dilovin, now he made another Kiddush Yodav Raglav. Like every time when you change, you have two Kiddush Yodav Raglav. Then Nichnas Loisi Yitzakaf Yisamachta. He had to go back into Lefnai Lefnim. He had to go back in the second time after Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the spoon and the machta that he left there from the service. And we had before, there was a mitzvah, Xeris HaKosav, yeah, he had to leave it there. In order to take it out now, in order that there should be five times that he changed his begodim, he had to have five tefillahs on Yom Kippur. Really, fourth time he changed, and the first tefillah was in the morning, the first time he put on his begodim. Now, Kiddush Yodav Raglav. Now he's going to change again back to the Big Day Zov. So again, he had to wash his hands. So Poshat took off his big deal oven. The Yorad went to the mikvah v'tovel. Ola got up and his topic dried himself. Hevila big deal zov. They brought back to him again the big deal zov. The lovash he put it on the kiddush yodav raglav. Then he again washed his hands yodav raglav. The nichnas lehekta k'teris shabena bayim. Now he went to do the k'teris of bena bayim. Ulehekta v'saneris and to make that tovah saneris. The kiddush yodav raglav and that was it. Then he made another kiddush yodav raglav. Poshat he took off his big deal zov. The yard of a tovel, all the topic. Then Stam, they brought him his own begodim. Or to Shalif, he goes this or not. That he had to go to his last mikvah when he took off his begodim. Stam, some say you don't have to. So you see, Girsus Yushalmi. Yushalmi has his Girsus. Oh, we'll see. We'll see in the Gemara. Ve'lovash. And he put on his own begodim. When he got finished doing all the avodah of Yom Kippur, he had his own begodim again. People used to walk him home. It was a tremendous Yom Tov for the Kohen Gadol. The Yoiva he made for his friends. When he left the Beis Hamikdash B'Sholem, he was whole, he was alive. It was a tremendous simcha for him. So he made Taka Yom Tov for him and his friends. Yeah. So Dumari Boilihu, just to know a little bit of a kitza, what's going on here, the Miri says the klal is like this. On Yom Kippur, there were 15 kabronas that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur. The regular, the first one was done the Tomet Shol Shachar, that was the first carbon, and the last carbon that was brought was Tomet Shol Ben Abayim. Now, Upar V'ayil Shel Aaron. He had to bring a special par for himself, and a special ayil for himself. That's what it says in Pashas Achrimois. Now, Bapar ben Bokal Achatis, V'yayilu Yerla. He had a special par, which was a chatis for himself, and a special ayil, which was a carbon oil for himself. So that's four kabbalas so far. Then, V'soyir, V'ayil Shel Yisrael. He had to bring a special soyir for Klai Yisrael, and also an ayil for Klai Yisrael. This soya was a chatis. So just like for himself, he had a special par for a chatis and a special aisle for a carbon oil. For Klai Yisrael, he had a special soya, which was the other one of Lazozel, which was a shnei rizim, which one was a chatis for Klai Yisrael, and the other one was an aisle also for Klai Yisrael, which was an oil for Klai Yisrael. So it's the sixth carbonus so far. Then he says, then in Parshas HaMusafim, they say the Pinchas Huskar Esav Hemis. In Musafim by Pinchas, it says there eight. It says there are 10 Karbonos. What's the 10 there? So Par Va'ayol V'Shiva Kvosin. It says there again to bring a Par and an Ayol and 7 Kvosin. Now Kula Moilus, all these things are Korban Oila. All the Soy Rech Lachatis and one Soy is for Chatis. Now, Mikol Malkim Einim Elatisha, really there are only another 9 Kabonis. Sha'ayil, Haniska Khan, Hu Ayil Haniska Pashas Achrimais. That's what it says, you have to bring an ayil here for Korban Oila, that's the same ayil that it said we already brought before for the Tibur. So really, for the Musafim, what you have to bring special for Musaf is, you have to bring 7 Kvosim, and you have to bring a Par, and you have to bring a Soyer Rech Lechatis. But the Par was a Korban Oila, and the 7 Kvosim was a Korban Oila. Those were 8 carbon oilus, and Echo the Chatis, that's what he brought for Musaf. Yeah. So that's how you have the 18 carbonus. That 3 of them was the Chatis, and that was the Par Shel Aaron. Aaron had his own special Chatis, the Soya Shel Yisrael, Shaol of all of Agur Lashem, then the Sur Lashem of the Kla Yisrael that was also the Chatis, or Shnei Pnimim. Both these were done inside, the Matan Dovim were done inside, and the meats were burnt. The Yashlishi, what was the third Chatis brought in Yom Kippur? That's the Sir Chatis Shel Musafim. The Rabbi Chatis says, Sir Rech of the Chatis, that was by Musaf. V'ukor b'mezbech HaChitzon, that was brought outside. And the rest of the 12 Kabonis were all Korban Oilus. That the Isle of Aaron was a Korban Oilu, the Isle of Om was a Korban Oilu, and that's the Psukim that talks about Nachrimois. And just repeats it over again in Parshas Musafim. Then by Musafim it says, the Parash Shel Musafim, and that's a Korban Oilu, v'shiva kvosim Shel Musaf. So the kids said there were 12 carbon oilers brought on Yom Kippur and 3 carbon chattis. These are the carbonists that were brought on Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara says, Iboilihu, what's Shana Mishnah? Iboilihu, Hochi Komet, this is what he means to say, this is what Rabbi Kiva means to say. Im Tomet Shel Shachar Roi Kravim, they were brought with the Tomet Shel Shachar. In other words, the Mishnah starts saying, the Yost, the Mishnah said, the Yost is Eilov Yethailom, the Yeshivat Kvosim Tamimim Bene Shana, the Rebbe Lez, El Rebbe Lez Shita. That right away he did these Kabonis. We have Kivoy Meno, Im Tomit Shel Shachar Hoya Kravim. These Kabonis are brought way before in the day, not later on, but they're brought right away in the morning when he brought the Tomit Shel Shachar. Now what does Rebbe Kivoy mean to say? Boy Lihu, Hochikomer,
in Tomash Shachar Ikravim, U Paro Oilo, U Sir Soyra Nasa Bachutz, in Tomash Ben Abayim. That's what the Mishnah says, that in Tomash Shachar Ikravim. Then he says, U Paro Oilo, U Sir Soyra Nasa Bachutz, Hey Kravim in Tomash Ben Abayim. Does it mean to say these three things also were brought later on in the day at the end by the Tomash Ben Abayim? Oy Dil Mahokikomer, im Tomit Shol Shachar Wa Yikrevim, O Paro Oilo Badayu, the Paro of the Oilo was also brought Badayu in the morning. Only Yosoyra Nasa Bachutz in Tomit Shol Ben Abayim. In other words, the question is, what's the loch of the par for the Korban Oilo? What does Rabbi Akiva hold in the Mishnah? Does it mean to say it's brought in the morning with the Tomit Shol Shachar? Or does it mean to say the par is also part of the Tomit Shol Ben Abayim? Rashi Yochikomer, Rabbi Akiva, Vesu Paro, that's one shayla. Vesu, another question is, Paro Oilo, the Rebbe Elazar, the Shar Yehemis of it. Rebbe Elazar didn't talk about this par, the par of the Korban Oilo, that he has to bring, that it says taik on the Pashas of Musafim. By Musaf it says bring a par, and we said that was a Korban Oilo. When do you bring that Korban par? The Mishnah doesn't say, according to Rebbe Elazar, doesn't say when you bring it. When do you bring it? That's another shayla. Vesu, Ben the Rebbe Elazar, Ben the Rebbe Kiva, both according to Rebbe Elazar, according to Rebbe Kiva, a Murei Chatis, the Emurim, to burn the Emurim, to be makta the Emurim of the Chatis. Amos of it. When did they do that? In other words, the Sawyer and the Par that the Kohen Gadol brought, his own Par, and the Sawyer that's a Chatis, that he shechted early, and he did the Avodah Saddam, but now later on he has to burn the Emurim. What time of the day did he burn the Emurim? It doesn't say in the Mishnah. It's also a question. Is Amos of it, Lu? Is Omar Rav says, Lo Mishkachas Lo Mitakanto El Oil Reb Leza the Tana? We don't really know how the Seder should be, only according to Rebbe Elazar, the way it was learned in Tana Devei Shemuel, or the Rebbe Kiva, Kiyotei Sefta. Or else in the Sefta, the way it says Rebbe Kiva Shita. From these two places, we'll know how the Seder is. But from the Mishnayos alone, we don't know how the Seder is. The Tana Devei Shemuel says in the Tana Devei Shemuel like this. Rebbe Elazar, where Rebbe Elazar says like this. Yotso, the Kohen Gadol now went out, V'yoso Ailoi V'yailom. As after we finished the first Seder of Avodis with the Big Day Lovin of the Avodis of the Dam from the Soyer and the Chat and the Soyer and the Par, now he went outside and he did Ayloi V'Aylom. He brought his Korban Oilo and the Korban Oilo for the Am. The Emure Chatis. And right now he burnt the Emure from the Chatis. Avo Par Oilo, Marshenkin, what it says in Pashas Pinchas about Musafim, there it says to bring a special Par for Korban Oilo. The Shivas Kvosim and the seven Kvosim, the seven lambs that are brought for Korban Musaf, the Soyer and Asa Bachutz, also what it says there, the Soyer that's the regular Korban Oilo, Im Tomet Shoven Abayim. All these things were done later on at the end of the day by the Tomet Shoven Abayim. That's a clear pshat. We have Kiva that they sefta Mahi. What is the saying of the sefta of Rebbe Kiva? What did he say over there? They tell you like this. We have Kiva Raimano. Paro Oilo, the par that's brought by the Korban that says by Parshas Pinchas, by the Mesophim, to bring a special par for Korban Oilo, the Shivas Kvosim and the Mesophim, in Tomet Shol Shachar Roi Kravim. No, it was brought early in the morning with the Tomet Shol Shachar. Shenem, the Pesach says, Milvad Oilo Taboyker, Asher Li Oilo Tatomid. That Mashma, these Kabbonos that it says in Pashas Pinchas, the Pashas of Mesophim, it said, do it right away when you do the Tomet Shol Shachar. So right after the Tomet Shol Shachar, he brought the par of the Musaf and the Shivas Kvosim for Musaf. The Acha Kain Avodah Tayoim, and then he did the Avodah Tayoim with the Soyer and the Par and the Zrikas. The Acha Kach Soyer Nasa Machutz, and then at the end he first did the Soyer Nasa Machutz. Shenemar Sirizim Echod Lachatis Milvad Chatas Kippurim. Mashmi to do the Chatas of the Kippurim, then you do the Soyer Izim. The Acha Kach, and after that Elov Yelom. The Acha Kach Imure Chatis. Ben Abayim. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this again tomorrow again to say exactly how we did the saving. To say this, we'll start over again. Daf Ayin, the Mishnah on Daf Ayin. We'll start over again. In the big day, butz kaira. If the Kohen Gadol lent the parshias of Yom Kippur when he was still wearing his big day loving, so then the halacha is kiddush yadav v'raglav. After he gets finished laning the Torah, he makes a kiddush yadayim v'raglav.
because he has to change his clothing now, because he's going to go out to put on the big dezov to do the avoid outside. So poshat yored v'tovel, after he washes his hand, he goes to the mikvah. All alv in his topic comes up, he dries himself. Big dezov, he brings the big dezov. After he puts them on, he washes his hands. Now he does the rest of the avoidah of Yom Kippur, that he does the special ayil that he has to bring, which is a korban oila, and the special ayil that he has to bring for the tzibur, which is also a korban oila. The yeshivas kvasim tamimim, and he also brings now the musafim. In Pashas Pinchas, it says to bring shivas kvasim b'nei shana. Divrei Reb Elezer, this is Reb Elezer Shita, that he first brought the musafim now later on in the day. So far what he had to say there was, in the morning first you wear your big day zohov, you do the tamid shel shachar, then you put on the big day zohov, then you put on the big day lovin, and you do the avodah of Yom Kippur inside, that you do the par and the soyer, and you do the k'teris. Now he come outside, he put on his big day zohov again, and now we did the eloh v'elohim, and he did the musafim. That's the blazer shita. No, the musafim, the kubarim, the kubarim that tells the Pashas Pinchas, the shivas kvasim, they were done right after the tamid shel shachar in the morning, when he was still wearing his big day zov then. Now, upar hoyla, the in Pinchas, it says by the musafim, you also have to bring a par, look for a korban oyla. Usoyer hanase bachutz, also it says in Pashas Pinchas, you have to bring a soyer, that's a korban chattis, that's brought outside in the mizbeach hachitzayim, is like craving him tamach ben abayim. So we'll see in the Mishnah in Gemara, what is the par hoyla, when did it come? In other words, according to Rabbi Kiva, the musafim were brought in the morning right after the tamach shachar. Then the soyer hanaseh bachutz, which is also part of the musafim, was brought later on. That for sure was brought with the tamach ben abayim. So the question is, this middle korban, the par oyla, what does Rabbi Kiva mean to say? Does it mean to say that the par oyla is by tamach shachar, and only the soyer hanaseh bachutz was later? Or does it mean no? The par oyla and the soyer hanaseh bachutz both were done later by the tamach ben abayim. So we'll see this in the Gemara. But after we finished the musafim, then, and he finished the tamach ben abayim, is kiddush yad v'raglav, he washed his hands, or poshat. Then he took off his clothing, v'yorad v'tobal, v'yol over his topic, hey v'loy big day lovin. Now they brought him back his big day lovin, v'lovash v'kiddush yod of raglav, after he put them on, he made another kiddush yod of raglayim. Like every time, we take it off, you have to have a kiddush. Then you go to the mikvah, then you put them on, then you have another kiddush. Nichnat loyti at the kafi yasamachtam, he had to do this avoidum of going back in l'fnay l'fnim, to take out the spoon and the shovel that he left there from the k'teris. That's the mitzvah. Even though he could have taken it out before, the Torah wants you first to wait till now to have another chiluf to Godim. V'kiddush yod v'raglav v'nichnas lahakdir k'teris shaben abayim. Now he did the avoidus of ben abayim of the k'teris. Olayte v'saneris, when he was wearing his big day lovin. V'kiddush yod v'raglav, then he made another kiddush. V'yorad v'tovol v'yolav v'nistapik hevel big day atzmoin v'lovash. Then he came out and he put on his own begodim. So we don't have this gius really. It's a gius nishalmi that when he took off his begodim, he went to the mikvah. We took off the last time his big day lovin, he went to the mikvah also before he put on his regular begodim. O malavin noisiyad beisai. When the kohen gadol got finished, he used to walk him home. The yomtiv hayoisal yoyavov. He used to make a yomtiv for his friends. Mefarshim say it means amitzoy yom kippur. And amitzoy yom kippur, the kohen gadol will make a party that he went through yom kippur alive. Beshashi yotze beshalom in hakodesh. When he went home alive, so Maitzoy Yom Kippur would make a Simcha Yom Tiv for his friends. So the Mori Boilihu. Hechi Kama, what does the Mishnah mean according to Rabbi Kiva Shita? That Rabbi Kiva holds that the Musafim was brought in the morning. Right after the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Kohen Gadol brought the Shiva Kvasim of Musafim. And then the Mishnah says, O Paro Oilo and the Soira Nasa Bachutz, these are another two Kabonis that are said in the Pashas of Musafim, in the Pashas of Pinchas. Here he says it's brought with a tamach ben abayim. So we have a suffix. Yiboilu hechi kamar. What does the Kiva mean to say? In tamach shachar why you crave him? The shivas kvasim were brought in the morning right after tamach shachar. Now a par oila, the special par that was brought for musaf, that's for korban oila, the soyer and asa bachutz, and the special goat that was for chatis, also part of musaf. These two in tamach ben abayim, even though they're also part of musafim. So it's like we break the musafim in half. half of the Musafim, the Shivas Kvasim, is brought in the morning, and the other two are brought later in the day by the Tomei Shabbein Abayim. I do, maybe not. Hochi Kama, this is what the Kiva meant to say. Im Tomei Shal Shachar, while you're craving, the Shivas Kvasim that it says, the Musafim, is brought right in the morning. Right after the Tomei Shal Shachar, when he's still wearing his big dezov, he did the Shivas Kvasim for Musaf. O Par Oilo Badayu. And the power of the korban oila was also done then. This part of the musaf was also done right in the morning, right after Tamar Shachar. Now, v'soyer anasa b'chutz. Only this korban, we'll soon see later why. So, modern halachim, that this is the korban that says by musaf, and only this part of musaf, the chatis, the soyer that's a chatis, that's brought outside of the mizbech chitzain, that was brought first later in Tamar Shabbein Abayim. So that's one suffix. What does the kibbutz mean to say? In other words, when is the power oila brought? Is it brought in the morning, or is it brought later on in the day by the Tomei Shabbein Havayim? That's one suffix. For Sue, another suffix we have, Paroi lo le Reb Elezer. The Shairei Amos of it lay. Reb Elezer doesn't talk about when they brought this power. When did they bring this Korban Oila, part of Musaf? Reb Elezer doesn't talk about it in the Reisha. Reb Elezer just says the Musafim was brought later on by the Tomei Shabbein Havayim, but it doesn't talk about the power. When was the power brought? V'su, another shailer is, Bein Rebbe Elezer, Bein Rebbe Akiva, both of them, Emurei Chatis Emes Ovid Lu. When do they have to burn the Emurim? In other words, we've already made a Shechita on the Par and the Soyer, that was done at the beginning, and then they made this Rikas Adam, but they didn't burn the Emurim yet. The Emurim, we learned before, they used to cut open the animal and take out the Emurim, the fats, and put it into a plate, and leave it there, until later in the day, they would have to burn it. Now, when do we burn it? The Mishnah doesn't talk about that. Zai according to Reb Elezer, Zai according to Reb Akiva, when will they mark that they burn the Emurim from the Korban Chatis of the Seir Izim, which was Chatis Lashem, and the special Par the Kohen Gadol brought for himself, which is also a Chatis. When did they burn them? So Amar Rav says, you should know, Lo Mishkachas Lo Mitakanto. From our Mishnah alone, the Mishnah, and it says here in Yuma, we won't know the answers. Hey, the Mishnah don't say the exact Seder. Ella, you have to learn like this. Oil Reb Elezer, according to Reb Elezer, you want to know what his shita is. You know where we know it from. The Tana Devei Shmuel. From a brisa that was learned in Devei Shmuel. From that learning, we'll know what Reb Elezer's shita is. Oil Reb Akiva, or else you want to know what Reb Akiva's shita is, Kir Tosefta. Like it says in the Tosefta. The Tosefta explains what Reb Akiva's shita is. The Tana Devei Shmuel, because we learned it by the brisa of Devei Shmuel like this. That Reb Elezer says like this. The Pasuk says now, Yotzo Ayol V'yaylam. He went out, and that's what our Mishnah now is talking about, that after he finished doing the Sirizim, doing the Avoidus of the Dam, that he brought in Lefnai Lefnim, after he got finished doing those Avoidus, he changed clothing, put on his big day Zohov, and now he went to do the Ayol V'yaylam. He did the special Korban Ayla that he has to bring for himself and for the Tzibur. And these are the Kabonis that it says in Achrimois. Not the Kavonis that it says in Pashas Pinchas, but this is part of the Ikar Avodas Hayom. Here the Pesach of Dalav Rocha says, Besor B'mayim B'mokam Kodesh, V'lobash is B'godov, V'yotzoi goes out now like our Mishnah, V'yosef Eilosa V'yes Eilasam. He does his special Eilo, his Eil, and he does Eilasam. Shabletta says, yeah, the Rebbe's way. The pasuk says, "Yotzav Yoseilu Ve'elam V'Yemurei Chatis." Enochnami. Now is the time that he burns the emurim of the soyer and the par that he did before. Avo paroila. What about the korban musaf that it says in Pinchas that you have to bring a par for korban oila? V'Shivas Kvasim. As these are all the musafim that it says in Pashas Pinchas. V'Soyer Nasa Machutz. Who are in the soyer? That's the korban chatis. That's brought on the Mizbech HaChitzoin, which is also part of Musaf, Im Tomei Shabbein Abayim. So Reb Elezer has a good shita, that all the Kabbonis that it says in Pashas Pinchas, that talks about the Musafim, that you have to bring on Yom Kippur, you do that later on in the day, when you bring the Tomei Shabbein Abayim. So in Pashas Pinchas it says you have to bring Shivas Kvosim, B'nei Shana Tmima, for a Korban Oila that's part of Musaf. You also have to bring a Par Oila, and also you have to bring a Soy Lechatis. So all those kabbonas, shablezos, all the pashas that goes to Pinchas, goes later on in the day. Like the Gemara will soon say, it goes according to the Seder. It's very good. There's a Seder in Vayikra Achrimois, these kabbonas, and then later comes Bamid, comes much later on.
So those kabbalas we first do later on. That's the blazer shita. Rabbi Akiva the Tosefta Mahi. How do we know in the Tosefta what the Akiva shita is? The Tanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Akiva Roimer, Pa Roila, Veshivas Kvosim im Tomecho Shachar Hoy Kraven. Hey, it's part of Musofim, part of the kabbalas that it says in Pashas Pinchas, to bring the paroila and to bring the Shivas Kvosim, that was done right away in the morning, right after the Tomat Shachar. When the Kohen Gadol first put on his Big Day Zohov, that the first Avoid we did was the Tomat Shachar, right after that he brought most of the Masofim. He brought the Shivas Kvosim and he brought the paroila. Shenemar, how do we know that? Because the Pasuk says there in Pinchas, Milvad Oilas HaBoiker Asher Li'Oilas HaTomid. Mashma that right after you bring the Oilas HaTomid, you bring the Tomid Shal Shachar, that's when you have to bring the Musafim. So according to Rabbi Kiva, the Musafim that it says in Pashas Pinchas go right after the Tomid Shal Shachar. Even though there's a big skip, like in Pashas Vayikra here, first it talks about the Avodas Hayoyim, and first Pashas Pinchas is later on. So Rabbi Kiva says that those Kabbonis that it says later on in Pashas Pinchas go even before the whole thing that it says in Achri Mois. Because there the Pasuk says, Milvad Ulas HaBoiker Asher Li Ulas HaTomit. Like Rashi says, Im Tomit Shal Shachar, Belevishas Rishonish Nemba Musafim Kol HaRegolim, Milvad Ulas HaBoiker, Alma Musafim Im Ulas HaBoiker, Nasis. That Musif, even though this Pasuk is only talking about the Gimur Regolim, but it's a limud, that just like by the Gimur Regolim, the Musafim comes with the Tomit Shal Shachar, who I didn't hear also. By Yom Kippur, the Musafim come with the Tomit Shal Shachar. Yeah. That's how to be key. After you bring the Musafim, then you go to do the Avoid that it says in Pash Shachri Mois, that you bring the power of the Kohen Gadol, and you bring the soil of the Kohen Gadol, you bring the Kabbonis. The Yachakach, after you do that,